Resignation, which is effective June 30th, 1982, was accepted by the Northwest Arctic Board of Education with regret late yesterday afternoon at the end of a grueling two-day meeting that had seen more than 6 hours of executive session, and it involved attorneys representing both the district and Superintendent White. The vote to accept White's resignation was 6-3, with Bobby Schaefer, Evelyn Conwell, June Nelson, Sam Barr, Art Douglas, and Ron Moto voting in favor. Sophie Ferguson, Mary Schaefer, and Calvin Moto voted against accepting it. White thinks the split on the board was due to a disagreement not over the resignation itself, but merely over whether it should take effect immediately or at the end of the school year. Under the terms of the resignation agreement signed by White and the district, White will receive a $10,000 bonus at the end of the school year, and the district will put up another $10,000 to establish a scholarship fund for graduates of the district schools. After the meeting yesterday, a visibly upset White discussed why he quit after more than 5 years on the job.
There are times when you take on a challenge and you work hard at it, and things go well, and then the chemistry simply goes wrong. Why it goes wrong, I don't think anyone can answer, but so far as we're concerned here, I think that we have several individuals and probably the men of leadership who become unhappy for whatever reasons, and when that happens, of course, in the man of region, down comes the curtain. It's been a real challenge, and I feel good about what has been accomplished. I think sometimes, however, I receive more credit than I should, and what has been accomplished in the school district could have never been done without the untiring, many hard hours that June Nelson has put in, the tremendous support in the hours of Evan Conwell, and the tremendous support of Bobby Schaefer and Art Douglas, Ronnie Moto, and Sam Barr. They have been a joy to work for, and they know what it's about, and I really appreciate it. Of course, Ron Wesley is invaluable to anyone in a school district because he is the expert in the state in finance and school budgeting. And what he has done to provide the support systems for this school district, you couldn't buy it for $1 million. Marty Zielonke, who knows this school district inside out and really has his heart with kids. He knows these programs, that has been his heart and soul that has gone into the development of these programs and organizing a system that cannot be matched anywhere in the state. And Caesar McDowell, who is just for kids, that is his name. It's associated with children and belief in kids. What he has done to help develop student leaders and to just bring out what the best that there is in kids is tremendous. And Rachel Craig, what a dear. The support, her belief in her people in this region, there's no one else who has that. The principals on the firing line day after day just keep on working, plugging along, dedicating themselves to having the best school that there is. And of course, the aides, the cooks, the maintenance men, the custodial staff, it can't be done without them. Their enthusiasm in the school, their dedication to each school and their job is invaluable. And most of all to the teachers. They're the key to the child's education, and we have the best teachers that the state can find. We'll still have a good year. We have the best staff of any school district in the state. This is known statewide. We are strong and we're tough, but most importantly, we're dedicated to the young people of this region.
The resignation climaxes several days of rumors that a major shakeup was in the works for the district administration. The rumor started after a special board meeting on September 3rd, at which White requested and was denied board permission to take a group of top staffers to Anchorage for a retreat or brainstorming session. The only formal action to come out of that meeting was a vote by the board to hold a work session on Monday of this week with the directors of the district's various programs and with the school principals. June Nelson, the chairwoman of the Northwest Arctic School Board, attributes much of the district's growth since its inception to White's management and hopes the district staff will be able to carry on its programs despite the change.
George has been with us as superintendent for nearly 5.5 years, and he has built the school district into what it is today. And as far as I'm concerned, the Northwest Arctic School District is one of the finest rural education systems in the state of Alaska. And that's obvious from the excellent staff we have on board. We started out with a $10 million budget, and we now have a budget close to $25 million. That in itself is an indication of a great manager of people, especially considering the Kotzebue politics. I feel that this year especially we got off to a great start, and I really would like students and staff, parents and teachers out there to know that the board, that when we get into a hassle such as we just did, we sometimes forget the business we are in, and which is, you know, the education of the children. And I think that, you know, if we keep that in mind and in the forefront at all times, that it could eliminate some of these crisis things we get into.
As for a successor to White, Nelson says she doesn't know when the search will begin.
At this point in time, I really can't say one way or the other, because the board has not really discussed this. I would hope and I think that the board will well in advance begin a recruiting process that would bring the new superintendent on board to become familiar before the departure of Superintendent White.
White has headed Northwest Arctic since it was formed in 1976, and before that he was superintendent of the Alaska Unorganized Borough School District and associate superintendent of the state-operated school system. For KOTZ News, Stan Jones.
9 minutes after 7 here at KOTZ, the Coast Guard has suspended its search for two Sitka men missing since September.
Bye. Christmas by all beginners, Brenda and Victoria O, Papa John, Charlie B, Elsie, June, Nancy Shaw, Josie A, Brett Ralston, Kenny Mills, and Myrtle Adams.
Thank you. Mississippi Fred. Sounds like Mississippi Fred. Like that one.